Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this next hour, and I will actually return next week for another exciting interview with the owner of the Village Green Apothecary, Mark Isaacson, talking about healthcare reform and the importance of complementary and alternative medicine in the concept of healthcare reform. So it should be a really exciting show. He's been interviewed on Fox Business News. It's got a lot of wonderful topics to cover, so don't forget to tune in next week. This week, we're going to have a great show for you today. Just want to remind everyone that if you want to listen to any of our previous shows, we have wonderful, great topics. We've been doing the show for almost 3 years now and have archived a ton of fantastic topics. You can download any of them for free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and just clicking on the archived show links and download any of those for free. So today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. You know, I have a really great special guest that I think you all are really going to enjoy listening to. She provides a wonderful frame of expertise. And today we're going to be talking about some aspects related to nutrition. And I know that, you know, in some ways it might sound a little vanilla. We've talked about nutrition before on the show. It's something that we've covered. Everybody knows they should have good nutrition. But what is exciting about today's show is we're going to be really putting that concept of nutrition and food planning in a very specific context. And the context is directly related to using diet and nutrition to control many common health conditions. All right. So, you know, this is the issue of so many people want to be able to deal with their health conditions through diet. And to be honest, a lot of doctors want this as well. I mean, most people, when they first go into the doctor's office and get diagnosed with borderline hypertension or hypertension just straight up or high cholesterol or type 2 diabetes, a lot of times before the doctor moves to a pharmaceutical intervention, he'll recommend that the person implement lifestyle and dietary changes to try and address those issues. The problem is there's no support network in place to allow that person to successfully implement the dietary changes that need to be made in order to create the changes necessary to prevent the use of having to start on a medication. And, you know, being in the field that I'm in and talking to customers at the store and patients that I work with day in and day out, I really get a sense that most people, if they could successfully have the support network in place to make the dietary changes happen, that they would prefer to do that than get started on a pharmaceutical. Because when you get started on a pharmaceutical, you know you're going to have pretty much a lifelong dependence on it. Until you get the lifestyle thing straightened out, you run the risk of the side effects. So there's a lot of issues with diet. There's no downside. You know, you increase all of your other potential nutrition needs and health needs. There's only ups to it. So today, my special guest is exciting because this is actually a pharmacist. And she's actually a pharmacist at the Village Green. We're very lucky to have her there. And, you know, what she brings to the table is the mix of the background. She knows the pharmacy. She knows the drug. She's used to managing patients who have been on some of these medications for long periods of time and sees the potential side effects. Now, what's also great about her is she's also a nutritionist. And we're going to talk about, she's going to share with us some of the things that she has seen from a nutrition perspective be effective at dealing with some really common health complaints without having to turn to the pharmaceuticals. And again, I think it's such a wonderful perspective that she brings to the table because she combines that knowledge, that information, that context of pharmaceuticals along with the concept of diet and can really, from a clinical standpoint, share with us the experiences she's seen with patients on making dietary changes and doing the nutrition. So, and she's also got a really exciting business called Diet at Your Door, which basically helps to provide the meals necessary for people in order to implement these dietary changes successfully. So I'm going to let her talk about that a little bit more because she's going to do a much better job of articulating the value of that. So her name is Dr. Hania Afkami, and she founded Diet at Your Door Company in order to help improve the eating habits and overall health of the public. She and her team of advisors have scientifically designed and developed these menus, all prepared from the finest ingredients, following the guidelines set by the USDA Food Pyramid, the American Diabetes Association, and the American Heart Association. She's a doctor of pharmacy and a nutritionist, as I mentioned, who has this little side passion for natural therapies. She believes that most chronic disease is caused by lack of proper nutrients and poor dietary choices, which I think is absolutely true. So, Dr. Hania, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Passero.
So, first I want you to kind of talk about your business, Diet at Your Door, or, you know, if you want to, you know, add to anything else that I mentioned about you and your philosophy and as a pharmacist and a nutritionist and sort of maybe how you came to starting this business of Diet at Your Door.
Of course. Yes, Diet at Your Door basically is a food service that delivers daily, freshly prepared, nutritionally balanced meals to people for a variety of reasons. It could be for people who need to follow a restricted diet for medical reasons, such as diabetes, certain heart problems, blood pressure, dyslipidemia, people who want to lose weight, or even people who do not want to plan, shop, or cook for just themselves or their family, but want to eat homemade healthy meals, or people who cannot drive or cook. Such as elderly patients or handicapped. And also it also controls or prevents other diagnoses. We have meals for other diagnoses as well. I personally believe that what we eat influences our health and well-being and a quality of life. There is a substantial evidence that a nutritionally balanced, wholesome diet helps you to live a longer, stronger and healthier life. Good nutrition basically is the key to better health, and no medication can entirely overcome the effect of a poor diet.
I'm just totally agreeing with you, and I think a lot of people, as I mentioned, really do agree with that as well, including doctors. But as I mentioned, there's very little support network available for people to implement these dietary and nutritional changes that may be helpful in preventing some of these issues, you know, and that's why I think Diet at Your Door is such a great, you know, service, because it's something that actually provides that context of support that a lot of people need, at least in order to get started in eating foods that, you know, may actually control some conditions that we're going to talk about.
Exactly. And my concept is more like to educate my clients and my patients to be more conscious about what they are putting in their body and how it affects every aspect of their well-being. Mm-hmm. So, and we can provide them with the meals in the beginning of the process, and then in the process we actually are teaching them how to eat a better diet. And as we all know, millions of Americans today are suffering from hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia. And instead of giving into a lifetime on prescription drugs, we can take control of our health by adopting diets that have been proven to fight disease.
Right. So exactly. So that, for the listeners, I mean, these are the three main topics that we're really going to talk about today. We're going to talk about hypertension. We're going to talk about hyperlipidemia, which is high cholesterol, high triglycerides. And we're going to talk about type 2 diabetes. And, you know, I mean, these are three extremely common conditions. We're also with, you know, Dr. Hania's experience as a pharmacist, she's going to also talk to us about some of the medications that are commonly used, their common side effects, and basically, you know, how using diet can help you avoid that. I mean, you wrote a beautiful thing that you sent me last night, you know, when you say the eating plan demands commitment, But at least we don't have to worry about the long-term side effects or adverse reactions and drug-drug interactions that come from being dependent on a pharmaceutical.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important point. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get started with hypertension. And we're going to talk about some of the common pharmaceuticals prescribed for hypertension, the side effects that they create, the downsides. And then we're going to talk about some very specific diet ideas that can have been proven clinically to help address hypertension issues. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by The Village Green here on AM 1260. We're going to be back in just a minute after this really short break, so stay tuned.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formulas. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. Don't forget to tune in next week. We have another great show for you in store, so don't forget to tune in every Saturday. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back the week after that. Dana Lake is a nutritionist with over 25 years of experience working in nutrition. She was actually one of the pioneers of using nutritional therapies in this area and is just regarded as one of the experts locally and nationally. She has a great book with helping kids with ADD and autism, eating plans and nutrition plans. She specializes in that area, but has an incredible wealth of knowledge. So don't forget to tune into her shows. If you want to listen to any of our shows previously, you can always log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of our previous shows. They're archived there and organized for you, and you can listen to them absolutely free. My training is I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I attended one of the four-year naturopathic medical schools, one of the ones in Portland, Oregon. There's only four in the country, and so I specialize in helping people find natural solutions to their common health concerns. I'm at the Village Green on Tuesday, so if you want to call in and ask me any follow-up questions about the radio show, if I am free, I'm more than happy to talk with you. So feel free to give a buzz or feel free to email me at drpassero@gmail.com if you have any specific questions. More than happy to follow up. So today's show, we're talking about very specific diets to control very specific health conditions. We have a very experienced and wonderful pharmacist on the phone with us who really bridges the gap between sort of Western and holistic medicine. As a, she is a pharmacist, but also is a nutritionist. And through her passion for natural therapy, started this company called Diet at Your Door, which provides meals, freshly prepared meals to your door for people who are dealing with certain medical conditions and people who may have trouble preparing meals or don't want to go through the hassle of preparing meals or maybe have trouble getting out to get good quality food into their home. So her name is Dr. Hanya Afkami, and I just call her Dr. Hanya. And we're going to talk now, where she's going to share with us some of her expertise and experience about hypertension, such a commonly diagnosed condition. So many Americans have this issue, and she's going to be talking to us about some dietary interventions that she's seen be really helpful. But first, Dr. Hanya, I wanted you to share with our audience both sides of the story. So let's talk about first the pharmaceutical end.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to first cover some hypertension, most prescribed hypertension drugs, and then we go to nutrition prescriptions. Hypertension is defined as a sustained elevated blood pressure, the systolic over diastolic. Usually we start medication management if the blood pressure is over 140 over 90 in low-risk patients, and if it is greater than 130 over 80 in high-risk patients. And the suggested regimen is to start with either diuretics, ACE inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, or beta blockers in heart patients. Majority of our patients with uncomplicated hypertension responds to diuretic. But the major concern is mineral depletion, and two important ones, potassium and magnesium, which can cause the patient muscle cramps and glucose intolerance. And 80% of our patients who are on who are receiving diuretics long term become hypokalemic, which is low level of blood potassium. It also increases the uric acid and total cholesterol at the same time. Hydrochlorothiazide is the most prescribed diuretic.
Often abbreviated HCTZ.
HCTZ. And the dosage for that is 12.5 to 50 milligram daily based on patient's needs.
Right. So basically diuretics work by preventing your body from retaining as much water, right?
Exactly.
So you increase, you lower blood volume and thereby lower blood pressure, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but the problem is these diuretics, when they work in their mechanism of action in the kidneys, it doesn't spare the minerals, and specifically potassium and magnesium. So people end up becoming quite depleted in potassium and magnesium, which is a problem because those minerals are extremely important for cellular activity.
Yes, exactly. And those minerals also help at the same time with
right.
Lowering the blood pressure.
Absolutely. Yeah, magnesium is one of the best nutrients, and potassium as well for helping lower blood pressure. So it seems like once you get on the medications and start depleting these minerals, it's going to be tough to get off of them because when you try, you're going to be mineral deficient possibly.
Exactly. And also, we have like patients who have hypertension who also are diabetes, and some of them has gout or hyperlipidemia. And if we prescribe diuretic to this kind of patient, they should be closely monitored because, as we talked before, diuretic causes the level of glucose and uric acid
right.
to go up, as well as it increases the total cholesterol level.
Right, and
so this type of patient should be closely monitored while on a hydrochlorothiazide
sure.
or diuretic.
And it's very common that people who have hypertension might also have high cholesterol or be overweight or maybe at a risk for diabetes or maybe have gout. So, you know, it's really interesting that the most commonly prescribed medication, you know, people do need to be monitored closely, and I'm not sure that always happens like it should. You know, you might get somebody on a diuretic and cholesterol levels continue to increase. Well, so now maybe they add another medication to the regimen, like a statin medication, you know, so it leads to this issue of polypharmacy, which I think happens way too often.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about hyperlipidemia later in the show. So let's continue with the blood pressure. So anything else about diuretics, or should we move on to... go ahead.
Well, another one more thing that I want to mention about diuretics is, like, for the patients, because this is very important for the patients who are also taking lithium. And this actually taking lithium and hydrochlorothiazide at the same time, we also have to monitor those patients who are on lithium, because this can cause lithium toxicity.
Right. Now, lithium is a commonly prescribed medication, usually for bipolar disorder.
Exactly.
And other psychiatric problems. So, you know, an interesting thing about lithium and lithium toxicity is lithium will affect the thyroid. And it's very much known that people who have been on lithium for a long time, you know, their thyroid function becomes very underactive. And underactive thyroid function will lead to elevated levels of blood pressure. So again, you know, all of these stories sort of do tie together. So I think it's important for people to understand how these medication affects other aspects of their health. So thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Well, I'm going to talk about the other class of medication,
okay,
which is mainly prescribed to control hypertension. And there are ACE inhibitors,
mm-hmm,
such as Zestril and Altase and Vasotac. This category is actually given to patients with diabetes and hypertension. But the major complaint in most of the patients is unexplained dry cough.
Mm.
It also causes hyperkalemia, which is increased potassium level, that is actually more dangerous than hypokalemia.
Mm-hmm.
So while the patient is on this medication, patient needs to monitor their potassium intake and avoid any salt substitutes.
Right, because those salt substitutes usually use a potassium instead of a chloride. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And also they have to, like, look into other medication that they're taking that might increase potassium level at the same time,
mm-hmm,
which is one of them is potassium potassium-sparing diuretics such as spironolactone that, mm-hmm, cause hyperkalemia at the same time. And using these two medications at the same time, that causes potassium level to go up.
Okay, so this one's commonly used in people with diabetes because, unlike the diuretics, it does not affect blood sugar, correct?
Exactly,
yep.
Exactly. And
okay,
it's the drug of choice for patients with diabetes and hypertension at the same time.
Okay, but about 40% of patients can experience this unexplained dry cough, which I'm sure is probably pretty annoying.
It is, it is. And one of the most reason that patients do not want to continue this medication because they can't stand those coughs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the last classification that we're going to go over today, which is the beta blockers.
Exactly. The beta blockers are usually given to patients who have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what it does is decreases the oxygen demands of heart, so less damage to heart. So,
mm-hmm,
it's not given to people who have just uncomplicated hypertension. It's mainly given to patients with hypertension who have heart problem. It is majorly, we should not give this to patients with diabetes patients, because what happens is if the patient who has diabetes takes beta blocker tends to mask the symptom associated with hypoglycemia, and that can be really dangerous, because once the patient is having the hypoglycemic effect due to diabetes medication, the beta blockers mask the symptoms, so we're not going to be able to see the symptoms of hypoglycemia, and that is very dangerous in those type of patients.
Yes, so that's definitely something very interesting to consider about that. You definitely don't want to get into that kind of trouble. So, you know, I mean, I've seen, there are definitely these indications for these. Now, I've seen people, let's say they don't tolerate the ACE inhibitors well and they discontinue because of the dry cough. The doctor may try them on a beta blocker. You know, if one of the other, there's other reasons why people may not be able to tolerate these medications or why their doctor might choose something else. The beta blockers I've seen also cause a lot of fatigue issues. They make people just feel kind of tired all the time, which is also not a great thing. So let's move on from the drugs for a minute and let's talk about let's talk about diet, and let's talk about what we would want to do from a dietary perspective to control hypertension, because there are some very well-studied diets that can be used to help control high blood pressure.
Exactly. And I actually had a patient filling her prescription at my pharmacy who always struggled with her weight, and she also had a back surgery done. She was very depressed and constantly fatigued because she actually was on beta blocker and thyroid at the same time. And what basically happened one day, and she had a high blood pressure, of course, and if I'm not mistaken, her blood pressure was at the time was 210 over 186.
That's very high.
Yes, exactly. And one day she actually came to my pharmacy asking for my recommendation of a magic diet pill. That was when I actually introduced her to our meal plan for her to lose weight and drop her blood pressure at the same time. And we actually started her on DASH diet. And DASH diet, as we know, is developed by U.S. National Institute of Health to lower blood pressure.
Right. And the DASH is the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension is what it stands for, right? And it has been clinically proven in studies sponsored by the National Institutes of Health to lower blood pressure in 14 days, within 14 days. So very, very interesting. Dr. Hania, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the DASH diet and what it is, and then we're going to move into issues related to high cholesterol.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. We're going to be back just after this short break.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Pacero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Pacero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Pacero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
And good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Pacero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be hosting a fantastic show, so don't forget to tune in. Today we are talking with Dr. Hania Afkami, who is a pharmacist and nutritionist. She has founded a company called Diet at Your Door, which delivers fresh freshly prepared, nutrient-rich, balanced meals to people for a variety of reasons. Somebody might benefit from this diet at your door service if they need to follow a restricted diet for medical reasons, if they want to lose weight, if they do not want to plan, shop, and cook for themselves or their family, if they're unable to drive or cook, or if they're trying to control or prevent a health condition or another diagnosis. And that's what we've been talking about today. In the last segment, we were introduced the issue of hypertension, and we talked about some of the pharmaceuticals that are commonly used for hypertension and some of their most common side effects and problems. And now we're moving into what can we do from a nutritional perspective to control hypertension without using pharmaceuticals. And again, such an important topic, as Dr. Hania so eloquently put it in something she wrote to me last night, an eating plan demands commitment, but at least we don't have to worry about the long-term side effects, adverse reactions, or drug-drug interactions associated with pharmaceuticals. So these diet plans, these diet-at-your-door meals that Dr. Hania's company Diet at Your Door makes are designed to help control and manage some of these very common health conditions. So, Dr. Hania, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, first of all, why don't you tell people how they can find out more about Diet at Your Door? Is there a phone number or a website, or how do people contact you if they want to talk about getting some of these meals?
Yes, definitely. We have there is a website. It is www.dietatyourdoor.net.
Okay.
And also they can call us on 1-888-3-NEW-DIET, and that's our phone number.
What was the last part?
Number 3 and new diet.
N-E-W?
Yes.
New diet. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the DASH diet, because this is, as we mentioned, a approved NIH-studied diet that has been clinically proven to lower blood pressure in as little as 14 days. So what is the DASH diet? Just stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. And I'm sure many people, their doctors have told them to follow the DASH diet, but maybe they didn't have enough other information to actually execute it. So first, let's talk about, what is the DASH diet? What are some of the principles or concepts behind it? And why does it work so well to control blood pressure?
DASH diet is basically the old-fashioned wholesome fare. It's like more fruit, whole grain, and low-fat dairy products, less red meats, and less sugary stuff and sweets. It is rich in protein and fiber, and the magnesium and calcium minerals are known to help control blood pressure. The nutrients in this diet basically helps blood vessel to relax, and as a result of that, the blood pressure to go down. It is recommended to start all the patients with high blood pressure. It is recommended for them to start with lifestyle modification,
sure,
before we put them on a medication. Definitely diet and exercise and some important supplement can be introduced to their diet.
So here's the situation. Somebody's just getting diagnosed, maybe borderline hypertension. Their numbers are kind of high. Their doctor says, try diet and lifestyle for 6 months and come back and see me. This is exactly where Diet at Your Door becomes super valuable, right? These people can call your company. They can start their meal plans and have these freshly prepared, good-tasting, healthy meals delivered to their house and actually successfully start to learn and implement. Because I imagine, once people start getting these meals delivered, if they have the capacity to cook, at least having the service for several months at the beginning to see the results, you start to see the kind of food that comes on the plate. It starts to see the whole grains, the proteins, the vegetables, and I'm sure that eventually people start to get an education about what foods they need to be putting in their body to control these issues.
Exactly, and as I was telling you about the patient that I had, she actually, after 4 weeks of being on DASH diet, started losing weight, and her blood pressure was dropping, and eventually she learned how to cook her own food and how to actually control the portion and introduce the more wholesome fare and fruits and grain to her Cohen diet. And believe it or not, her blood pressure now is 104 over 59. And
wow.
She finally was able to get off her hypertension medications after such a long period of time. And she lost about like 45 pounds.
Wow. So, I mean, it's not that there's any secret ingredient in these diets. There's nothing super special about them. It's understanding and really learning how to cook healthy and get back to, as you mentioned, these simple, more wholesome foods.
Yes, it's basically eating more fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy foods, cutting back on foods that are high in saturated fat, cholesterol, and total fat, eating more grain, fish, nuts, and eating less red meats and sweets, and basically foods that are rich in magnesium, potassium, and calcium. And you need to lose weight if you're overweight, and by doing the portion control, you can actually lose weight. And if you basically it's a way to lower your blood pressure is to eat a healthy diet.
Right. And I mean, what a great service. If you just think about it, I mean, if you spend the money for 6 weeks of diet at your door, think about, you know, long term, not having to get onto a prescription medications, the amount of money you'll save from buying your prescriptions in the long run. I mean, to get that education, to see the results, to start a program like that, to get the food delivered, to make it easy on yourself, to go back to your doctor in 4 or 6 months, see the blood pressure issue under control, lose weight, have all those benefits. I mean, what a really great service. It's something, you know, I think people oftentimes don't invest in their health enough. And I mean, this is a super simple way. It's not even like getting a gym membership and having to motivate yourself to go to the gym. You literally get the food delivered right to your door. I think it is a very, very powerful tool, and I think a very, very valuable service that people need to consider using more if they're faced with some of these problems.
Thank you, Dr. Pastore. And I just want to mention this, that all our meals are selected and analyzed by myself and our registered dietitian, and it is cooked in a USDA inspected facility to ensure the safe and wholesomeness of the food. And we have a trained chef who basically prepare these meals on a daily basis.
Great. Well, that's great to know as well. So, I mean, people can learn more information about Diet at Your Door by going to www.dietatyourdoor.net, correct?
Exactly.
Yep. And they can also learn more about the DASH diet by going to www.dashdiet.org, which also talks about some of the concepts around the DASH diet. So let's talk about high cholesterol, hyperlipidemia, which is technically high cholesterol and potentially elevated triglycerides. Very, very common issue. I mean, people are terrified of elevated cholesterol levels. Statin medications are probably at the top 10 of pharmaceuticals that are prescribed. Very, very commonly prescribed medication. Let's talk about some of the different pharmaceuticals for high cholesterol and, you know, what some of their side effects might be.
Exactly. There are actually four main classes of drugs to modify patients' lipid profile. And basically each class affects the lipid profile differently. The first class that I'm going to discuss is the bile acid. And it basically, it lowers the LDL, but at the same time, what's interesting about this group of drugs is like it increases the triglyceride.
Right. So not really all that desirable. You may lower the LDL, but triglyceride levels start to go up.
Exactly. That's the major drawback for this category of drug.
Well, it also, it's associated with a lot of gastrointestinal problems, correct?
Exactly, because it binds to bile acid in intestine, yes.
Yeah.
And it actually causes a lot of GI problems, and it also impairs the absorption of lots of other medication as well, because those medications that are
it binds them up as well. And bile acids are necessary for digesting fat. So if you're taking these, any kind of fat that you eat is going to be a little bit tougher to break down, and you're going to get those issues with digestive discomfort. So let's talk about the next one on the list, niacin, because I actually like using niacin sometimes for cholesterol issues.
It decreases the LDL level and triglyceride and increases the HDL. Which
all the things that you want, yep.
Exactly. It is a good thing. The only drawback is the flushing effect of it.
Yep.
And if the patients take the aspirin right before taking niacin, that problem would be solved.
I've also found that people tend to flush a little bit less if they take the niacin with food, of course.
Oh, exactly.
And also, it seems that oftentimes over time, the flushing becomes less the more you use the niacin.
Oh, okay, exactly. And I'm not sure, but we usually, as a pharmacist, wouldn't recommend it for menopausal women.
Right,
what do you think about it, Dr. Petro?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. If they're already dealing with a predisposition to vasodilation issues and vasomotor issues, which are basically, i.e., hot flashes, taking something like niacin may really exacerbate the hot flashes, so it's probably not a great idea.
And because of the hepatotoxicity effect of it, we also not recommend this type of medication to patients with liver disease.
Yeah, anybody with liver disease, it can create elevated liver enzymes and some mild hepatotoxicity. So, Dr. Hania, we have to take another break. The time just flies by. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the most commonly prescribed form of cholesterol medication, the statin drugs, what some of the downsides are of them, and then we're going to talk about the nutritional and dietary considerations you need to think about to deal with cholesterol high lipid levels naturally. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formulas.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. Today we've been having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Hania Afkami, a pharmacist and nutritionist, about more natural ways to address some very specific conditions, common conditions. We've talked about hypertension, and now we're talking about hyperlipidemia. If you're just tuning in and want to listen to the show in its entirety, feel free to log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any and all of our previous archive shows for absolutely free. So Dr. Hania also has a wonderful company called Diet at Your Door, which we've been talking about, which prepares these freshly prepared, healthy meals to be delivered right to your door. And her and her board of advisors will analyze your dietary plan for your specific needs. So like we talked about with hypertension, if you need something that adheres to the DASH diet, they will formulate these diets and these foods for you and deliver them right to your door. So it's really a very excellent service. You can learn more by going to www.dietatyourdoor.net or calling 1-888-3-NEW-DIET. So Dr. Hania, let's talk about the hyperlipidemia issues. We talked about niacin and bile acids, certain pharmaceuticals that are commonly used and their common side effects. Let's talk about the statin drugs, because those are the most commonly used ones in hypercholesterol issues.
And the most prescribed one, Lipitor.
Yes.
And we also see Crestor, Lesco, Zocor, but the most prescribed one is Lipitor. Well, major problem with that is muscle pain. Is the most reason for patients not complying with this class of medication. Basically, they come back and they're like aching all over and they don't want to take it anymore. And the CK level actually increases 10 times upper limit of normal.
Right. Now, CK is something called creatine kinase, which is a marker for muscle damage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is the major reason that the patients don't want to stay with Lipitor, and even like changing their regimen to Crestor, Lescol, or Zocor, they would have the same problem with mm-hmm. this type of medication.
Mm-hmm.
It is also category X in pregnancy, so you cannot give it to the patient who's pregnant, and it's contraindicated in breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot drink grapefruit juice with this class of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And liver enzyme also should be monitored.
Right, so it's got a potential to raise liver enzymes, cause muscle damage, can't be used in pregnancy, can't be used in breastfeeding. So it is one of the anti-cholesterol medications that has been actually shown to reduce risk of heart disease, where a lot of the other ones, although helpful in lowering cholesterol, have not shown that. So doctors are very partial to using this specific type of formula. But as we mentioned, it does come with some potential side effects. So let's talk about what you would do in a diet, or like what kind of stuff you guys would do at Diet at Your Door when formulating a meal for someone with high cholesterol issues.
Basically, the meal plan that I recommend to patients with high cholesterol level relies on four categories of food. Soy, which reduces cholesterol production, nuts, which blocks cholesterol absorption, and food high in viscosity, which has lots of fiber in it,
mm-hmm.
which prompts the liver to pull cholesterol out of blood. Plus supplementing the diet with omega-3 fatty acid. Basically, it's most convenient way to get the omega fatty acid if not eating 3 to 4 times a week fatty fish like salmon, because some of our customers do not like
salmon
eating fatty fish.
Mm-hmm. So the easiest way then is to use a fish oil supplement. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yep. If the patient doesn't like fish or they're allergic to fish or seafood, that's basically what we recommend, to take a supplement instead.
Okay. So they could take a fish oil supplement or possibly even try something like a flaxseed oil supplement.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So that sounds great. So we, again, to recap, we'd focus on things like soy, nuts, plant sterols, which block cholesterol absorption, and foods high in viscosity, like foods high in fiber, basically.
Fiber.
Are the number one things. And have you seen, I know I've seen it, the dietary changes creating significant reductions in cholesterol levels?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Actually, one of the examples was my own dad, and I actually treated him for high cholesterol level. He has been on Lipitor for such a long time, and he actually was suffering from muscle pain to the point that he couldn't take it anymore. And we put him on a diet that I actually came up for specifically for patients with cholesterol level, and it actually helped him with lowering his LDL and his triglyceride level.
Sure, and the fish oils also help to lower triglyceride oil. Triglyceride levels. There's actually some prescription medications, Lovaza primarily, that is basically an omega-3 supplement that's clinically approved or FDA approved to be marketed for lowering triglyceride levels specifically.
Exactly.
Correct. Yeah. So we know fish oils help improve the entire, fatty acid profile, everything from raising HDLs, lowering LDLs, and lowering triglycerides. So a very important thing to consider when talking about lowering cholesterol. So either including it in your diet or getting it in a supplement. So we don't have a ton of time left, but let's talk about another really important one. Let's talk about diabetes, because this is such a dietary modulated condition oftentimes.
Exactly. And there are two types of diabetes, both marked by body's inability to use glucose as an energy. Type 1 produces little or no insulin, and type 2 basically causes because of insulin resistance. And
right.
90% of the people with diabetes have type 2. And if diabetes is not treated, it can actually lead to a variety of complications. And one of them is like kidney failure, heart attack, blindness, sexual dysfunction. So, and as we see, most of the people with diabetes have one thing almost in common, and they need to lose weight.
Yes.
And basically, if they based on the study, DPP study, found the people with prediabetes who lost at least 7% of body weight basically slashed their risk for type 2 diabetes by 58%.
Wow.
And this participant who did not try to lose weight and only given metformin, the most common prescribed medication for type 2 diabetes, lowered their glucose level by 31%.
Right. So the people who did lost 7% of their body weight by using diet and lifestyle modifications slashed their risk for type 2 diabetes by almost 60%. The people who didn't do the diet and were just given the drug metformin lowered their glucose levels, but only reduced their risk by 31%.
Exactly.
So you basically doubled your risk reduction by doing the dietary modifications versus just doing the pharmaceutical.
Exactly.
Yeah, very, very, very powerful.
And while cutting calories is critical, choosing specific foods and avoiding others may also help control blood sugar.
Yeah, definitely. So you do a diet at your door. You guys have meals specifically formulated for people with type 2 diabetes?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, a lot of the recommendation for diabetics aren't, I think some of the information is a bit antiquated, and I think it's very important to have somebody who really understands the balance between carbohydrates, proteins, and fats and can really help formulate your meals to create that weight loss and improve that insulin sensitivity for people with diabetes.
Yes, because weight loss in diabetes actually helps in two ways. It lowers insulin resistance, thus allowing your natural insulin to do a better job at lowering blood glucose level, and it may allow to reduction or elimination of medication to treat diabetes.
Exactly. So some of the things that you often put in your diabetes type diets, we're talking about things like whole grains, right?
Exactly, whole grains and things that food that has magnesium. Bitter melon is also contain compounds chemically similar actually to insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually called natural insulin.
Mm-hmm.
It also like cinnamon, chromium, coffee and tea are actually, and one of the major thing that I want to actually recommend for people with diabetes is definitely exercise. Physical activity basically burns up a stored fuel in need of more energy to keep working. They become less insulin resistant,
right,
and refuel by soaking up glucose,
right,
which lowers blood sugar level. And it's basically working out has an immediate effect on glucose level, though the benefit fades away within 24 hours or so. So look at it this way. Look at it, if it was a drug, you need to take it regularly. So as for good diet and exercise, you need to do it regularly. You need to do it every day. And otherwise, it wouldn't be effective.
Absolutely. So if you are interested in learning more about Diet at Your Door, Dr. Hania's company, you can visit www.dietatyourdoor.net. She's also a pharmacist at the Village Green and is there limited hours. So if you're listening to the show and are a regular customer, you could probably feel free to stop in to ask her a question or two. So I really encourage you, everybody, to do that and to check out the website. If you have any of these conditions or issues, it's certainly something to consider. Dr. Hania, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. So this has been Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't forget to tune in to us next week, Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. We'll have another wonderful show lined up for you. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or online at mybillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit mybillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals.
WWRC. Welcome to Save Money.